and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. Find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hope everyone is doing fantastic today. Hope you had a great week of hitting your goals, reaching some personal success, stepping outside your comfort zone. Before we begin the podcast, or actually part of the podcast, let me ask you a question. When you think about something that you want to achieve in your personal life, personal success, a goal that you want to have, something that you've been wanting to do, have accomplished, why don't you have it done yet? Why haven't you reached that goal yet? Just make a list of 3 or 4 things that are going on that why you haven't reached that goal. All right, you got that? Those are based on beliefs. And today we're going to be talking about beliefs and belief systems. You see, when we come up with reasons or excuses why something's not happening, that's the tip of the iceberg of a belief system that is holding us back. If we use the economy, I'm not good enough, there's no clients, I don't know what to do, all those are belief systems. And a belief is not good or bad, it's just, does it support us moving forward or doesn't it? So a belief, independent, you know, by itself, is a strongly held opinion about something. It's something that you hold to be true. A belief system is a bunch of these that are together, such as people are, money is, the environment is. When you have a belief or something is true about a group or about a ubiquitous group of people or things, that turns into a belief system. We have small independent beliefs, like I believe in Santa Claus, I believe in the Easter Bunny, and we grow out of those as time comes. So throughout our life, we actually do change our own beliefs and belief systems. The problem is, as we get older, we tend to hold on to these beliefs, thinking they're absolutely true. And when we speak to people about our perception of the world, we are speaking partly through our belief filters. That doesn't mean it's true. So when we speak our truth, it doesn't mean it's fact. It means it's our truth. Our truth is going to be different than somebody else's truth. So this is how arguments come around. This is how disagreements come around. When you are talking with somebody else, is you have your belief systems that you're wearing. The other person has theirs. You're projecting yours onto them. They're projecting theirs onto you. And if they don't agree, you both think each other's wrong. Well, wrong may not be the correct term, but what you both are is not in alignment with each other's belief systems. When you find somebody who has the same belief system, you go, yeah, they're right. They're absolutely right. And somebody else who doesn't is wrong. Well, they are correct in their own belief system. Where I want to go with this is for you to really take a look at your beliefs and how they are affecting your world. Are you living to the utmost? Are you living a life of power, of purpose, of passion? Do you have the perseverance to see it through some obstacles that come your way? If you're not living this type of life, what's holding you back? And that answer to what's holding you back is your belief or your belief systems. You see, our beliefs are held in our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind is so awesome. And when you can able to tap into the power of it and understand what is there, our values are there, all our memories are there, our belief systems are there, our metaprograms are there, our archetypes are there, our enneagrams are there. All these things that we talk about are all in our unconscious mind. And it's so wonderful when you know that it's where these things are. Now you can start to explore them, and now you can start to change them. And there are many, many, many ways of changing beliefs. But first, you have to discover what that belief or belief system is. And I will just work with first in this podcast just a belief. So do you believe people are good or bad. Matter of fact, Einstein even said the biggest question you're going to have to answer for yourself is, do you live in a supportive universe or an evil universe? That's the biggest question. If you think you live in an evil universe, then you are only going to see and think that evil things are going to be done to you, or bad things. We'll use the word bad. Bad things are going to be done to you. If you believe that you live in a supportive or loving universe, you're going to move through life as if the universe is there to support you and the people there to support you, and things are going to happen and everything works out for the best. And this goes way far beyond an optimistic attitude. This is just a belief that you walk through. So if you look at a sailboat as us, the sail on it is our values. The values kind of push us along in life, and the beliefs give us the direction as where we go. So if you're not achieving what you want, at some level you have a belief that's holding you back. Even if you believe you can do what you want to do, if you're capable of it, why aren't you doing it? Why are you not taking action? And the reason you aren't taking action is based on a belief. So what I really would like for you to do at the end of this podcast is write out a goal that you've been really wanting to achieve. Really write it out. And this even goes to weight loss, right? Well, I haven't had weight loss because my body is just that way. That's not true. It's a belief, because we know that the mind affects the body. So by giving in to saying, oh, I'm just big boned, or I'm just naturally overweight, or I'm just that, that's just a belief system. And the question is, does it support you to where you want to go? And I just had to put that in there, because many times it's easy to understand when it's an external event, when they're trying to accomplish something external to themselves, build a business, create some other type of external structure. But when it comes to themselves and their physical body, that's when people generally tend to reject the belief system, that the belief doesn't affect the body. And a book I would encourage everyone here to read is The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. He's a scientist, and he was a research scientist up in Stanford, and goes over very detailed. The first half of the book goes over all the scientific evidence. The second half explains how this pertains to your beliefs and how cells form and how things happen. And when you understand how important your beliefs are in affecting your body, your health, your finances, your loving relationship, your friend relationships, the jobs that you get, how much money you make, all of these are based on your beliefs. Take a look at if you're unemployed or if you're looking for a new job. Many times, you know, you'll say, oh, I'll look at this, and there could be an opening for a VP, but you've never even had a director's job. So you go, oh, I can't do that. They're not going to hire me. That's a limiting belief. You're taking yourself, by these limiting beliefs, you take yourself out of the game before you even step on the field. Let somebody else tell you that you don't have the qualifications to do that. Let somebody else say that, you know, we don't need that type of individual, whatever it is. But don't you take yourself out, because when you start taking yourself out of the game based on limiting beliefs, this goes into other areas of life. Well, I'm not going to ask her out. I'm not going to ask him out. I'm not handsome enough. And, oh, I can't make $100,000 a year. My parents never made it, so I can't make it. And then you start taking yourself out of the game. When you are open and believing that you can accomplish anything, more, then there's more and more and more and more opportunities for you. If you limit yourself to, I can only make $75,000 a year, that's all the jobs that you're going to look for. You're not going to look for the VP. You're not going to look for the directors. You're not going to look for anything else. When you expand your horizons and change your limiting beliefs, then you have more opportunities. If you're looking for a specific person as a soulmate, and you say, well, I can only have this type of person because I'm not handsome enough, or I'm not pretty enough, well, as soon as you remove that limitation, everybody is a potential soulmate to you. You see, it just automatically, it's like these blinders that we put on ourselves. These beliefs are our blinders, where we can't see more than's there. You put a blinder on yourself, you can't see what's to the side of you. You can only see what's ahead of you. So you are automatically limiting your vision of what's available to you. So when you start working with your beliefs, start deciding what supports you and what doesn't, then you can start working on changing those. And I would start with something small. Our beliefs, the beliefs themselves may not be known. They may be, you know, in our unconscious, which is deep, and most people don't have a rapport with their unconscious. However, we absolutely see the effects of our beliefs in our real world. The type of people we hang around with, the type of money we're making, the type of life we're living, all of that is a reflection of our beliefs. So what I'd like you to do is take a look at your life the way it is right now. Where is it working for you? Where is it not working for you? Because what we want to create is a workable life. And look at the things that aren't working for you and ask yourself, why isn't this working? Why haven't I achieved this? Why haven't I gotten my soul weight? Why haven't I lost this weight? Why haven't I made more money? And start listing out what you feel are legitimate reasons of why that is. And then start looking at and going, what belief would support this? You know, is it a belief that I'm not good enough? Is it a belief that people don't care about me? Is it a belief that the economy is bad? Really start, what's underneath that first initial one? And then go another step. What's underneath that? And you have to kind of be like a drilling, you know, for oil. You're drilling for liquid gold here, and that liquid gold is this limiting belief. And you may just have to take one of these excuses and drill deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And it may take you a couple of hours. It will be worth it. When you strike pay dirt, when you find that limiting belief, then you can bring it up to the light, examine it, and going, is this really true? And the way you find out is it really true is somebody else achieving what you want? If there is, then that limiting belief is not true because somebody else is doing it. And you can't say that that's an exception to the rule because then it's not a rule. Rules don't have exceptions. So if you say, well, you know, I'm this type of person and, you know, they never get this job. Oh, but he did because he knows the VP of financing. Well, no, that's just a limiting belief. When you take responsibility for your results, when you take responsibility for how you respond to your results and start looking at your beliefs and analyzing them and saying, does this support me in creating my life, my workable life, the life I want to live, or does it not? You're then taking back control, and then you can consciously, one by one, pick off, change, delete, white out, whatever you want to call it, those beliefs. Because beliefs have been programmed into us since we've been young. We've been programmed with beliefs from our parents, our teachers, our religious leaders, our friends, our friends' family. All of these go into us if we don't question them. Now I'm here to help you question those beliefs. Are they really true? We sing them out. The topic of our conversations become the theme of our life. If we think we're not good enough, if that's the topic of our conversation, our internal conversation, the theme of our life is we're going to walk through life as if we're not good enough. And that is totally incorrect. So I'm here to just encourage you to take some time to look at a belief, really go into it, dissect it, dig deeper, because this is part of the reprogramming part of what I do with clients. When I work with them on my 2.5-day Warrior's Quest, we really get into beliefs. We really dig deep, and it's very intense, and they leave with a complete shift of what they're capable of what other people are, of the environment, of the economy. Their complete beliefs are shattered, the ones that don't support them, and they leave with a complete new belief system to accomplish a workable life, a life of excellence, a life of power, a life of purpose, and a life of passion. And they have the perseverance to see it through. And this is all coming back to programming. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will